Good morning. A clear night overnight has allowed temperatures to drop back into the 20s and lower 30s on average across interior New York and New England, and parts of the region even waking up with a decent amount of sunshine. Clouds, however, are increasing from both the south and the west and eventually will win out today. In fact, energy diving through the Great Lakes and into our region will yield some scattered rain and snow showers through the late morning and afternoon hours. Temperatures, though, will climb above freezing and in most cases be in the upper 30s and lower 40s when precipitation begins. A storm system along the eastern seaboard will be too far to the east to impact our weather substantially today and tonight, although as that energy passes by, we can still expect some scattered snow showers and rain showers into the night tonight as lows drop back into the 20s. Behind both of these systems, high pressure will build in for the weekend, keeping it mostly sunny and dry. It'll be breezy and cooler on Saturday with highs in the upper 30s. Around the backside of that high, a quick rebound, more sunshine on Sunday with highs in the lower 50s and right around 60 degrees with sunshine giving way to increasing clouds on Monday. By Tuesday, the next front will work its way through the Great Lakes and into our region with mostly cloudy skies and scattered rain showers and highs in the lower 50s. Behind that system, we'll go back to sunshine and somewhat cooler temperatures in the mid-40s on Wednesday before the next disturbance brings us another chance of rain and snow on Thursday of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, scattered to widespread showers and thunderstorms will persist into today across the southeast and southern mid-Atlantic states before the storm and stalled front finally move offshore. The precipitation will taper off through the day as the system exits and drier and cooler air begins to moderate the air mass over the southeast. Another storm moving through the Great Lakes will continue progressing to the east and advance offshore this weekend. On the northern and western flanks of this system, an injection of colder air will lead to wintry weather, most notably across the UP of Michigan, where precipitation enhancement from Lake Superior will produce snow accumulations of 6 to 12 inches. And a Pacific cold front moving inland is ushering multiple rounds of rain and mountain snow to coastal areas and the interior of the northwest this afternoon. Rain and mountain snow is expected to spread across the Intermountain West. Snow will be heavy at times, especially for the highest peaks of the Cascades and the Olympics. At Mount Washington this morning, 70 miles visibility with some patchy fog, 12 degrees on a southwest wind at 22, gusting to 29 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 49 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 27 degrees, the dew point 21, 78% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.99 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 94 degrees at West Palm Beach, Florida, to a low of 14 below zero at Taylor Park, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds with showers developing in the mid-40s, Boston mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo cloudy and breezy with rain and snow showers and highs in the upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 47 degrees, the low 29, the average temperature 38, that's 7 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, no snowfall, still just a trace of snow for the month, which is 2.3 inches of snow below normal for March to this point, and 42.3 inches for the season, which is 6.9 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 40 degrees, the average low 22. The record high 63 set in 1974, and the record low 21 below zero in 1948. Sunrise this morning was at 6:22 a.m., sunset this evening 5:51 p.m., 11 hours and 29 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. And this friendly reminder that daylight saving time begins tomorrow night, and clocks go ahead 1 hour this weekend. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with rain and snow showers today, and highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Snow showers this evening, becoming partly cloudy overnight tonight, lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, becoming cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the upper 40s. Cloudy with rain and snow showers tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, becoming mostly cloudy with scattered showers today, snow showers possible across the higher elevations and highs in the lower 40s. Snow showers this evening becoming partly cloudy overnight tonight, lows in the upper teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, becoming mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy with rain and snow showers tonight and lows in the lower to mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Becoming cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy with rain and snow showers tonight, lows in the lower to mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, cooler, upper 30s. Mostly sunny in the lower 50s on Sunday. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds Monday near 60. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers Tuesday, lower 50s. More sunshine mixed with clouds Wednesday in the mid-40s. And a chance of rain and snow showers on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.